Are psychedelic drugs able to help autistic people? In an attempt to try to answer this question, I found an autistic person who is a part of Anonymous and a user of psychedelic drugs and has agreed to talk with me about his experience with the psychedelic drugs. I just wanted to let people listening to this interview know that this is just one person's experience, and anything said in this interview should not be taken as an endorsement of using psychedelics to treat autism. He asked me to call him Joe and turn his voice into a robot in order to protect his identity, since he has committed many computer crimes when he was part of the group Anonymous. Now let's hear Joe's story.
Please don't tell my mama this ain't marijuana. I might be tripping off that DMT.
When I was about 12 to 13 years old, I read The Doors of Perception by Aldous Huxley. This book got me interested in trying mescaline. I tried to grow some peyote cactuses in my bedroom, but failed because I did not know what I was doing. Since I have autism, I did not know how to find a street dealer that would sell me psychedelic drugs. I took an online autism test, and it classified me as having autism. I joined Anonymous to help support WikiLeaks and help with the Arab Spring. I would launch DDoS attacks on any payment processor that would not process donations to WikiLeaks. It was during this time period that I found out about Tor and Bitcoins and how these technologies could be used to buy any drug I wanted. I bought MDMA mushrooms LSD and DMT. The MDMA helped me improve my eye contact and made me less afraid of people. DMT was the most intense psychedelic I tried. It was like I put on a virtual reality headset. It turned me into a vegetarian. I took Ibogaine in a seedy hotel room in an attempt to learn how to be more social, be more normal. I took LSD to learn how to communicate better with other people. I took the online autism test again, and it told me I was a neurotypical, which means having a normal brain. I eventually plan on going on an ayahuasca retreat when I can afford to go on one. Since ayahuasca is as intense as DMT, but lasts for 8 hours, and not 15 minutes, I am curious about it, and want to try it. I am also scared to try it, because I am worried it might do me harm. I just want to do more research on ayahuasca before trying it to make sure it will help me grow, and not kill me, because of a bad drug interaction.
In a space where matter don't matter, just spirit molecules and geometric patterns.
A lot of scientific studies still need to be conducted before psychedelics become a viable treatment method for helping autistic people safely overcome their social anxiety. Until science proves otherwise, autistic people need to approach using any psychedelic drug with extreme caution.